Hello, and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. It's Tuesday. That means open forum. Actually, we got a lot of open forum in store for you this week. So if this here as we settle into the month of August, if you've got some questions, you've been thinking, someday I'd like to call one of those apologists and ask that question. Well, this week we're going to provide you lots of opportunities to do that. The first hour, we've got Trent Horn. Second hour, Jimmy Akin. And any question at all about the Catholic faith is welcome. And it's welcome whether you are Catholic or not, because you are welcome. 888-318-7884 is the number. I am not going to give out that number a lot this hour. So if you've got a question you want to ask Trent this hour, 888-318-7884. Trent is an apologist here at Catholic Answers, an author of many books, including the most recent of his I was going to say progeny, but I don't know if that's the right word for a book, but of his productions, Counterfeit Christs. Trent's also a speaker. He goes out and does debates and just an all-around fine human being. Am I allowed to just throw that in there?
You are quite allowed to say that. So I would say that, yes, it's not a progeny is children.
Yeah.
Protégés are students. I think I would have to say products might be, but yeah. but it's more than that. It's my works, books.
Productions, maybe.
Productions.
Even more than products.
I think a production.
Yeah.
His latest production.
Yeah.
Which normally you think of with film or television, but the books themselves require a lot of help producing them with the wonderful staff here in our production department, Catholic Answers Press. We are reaching a ton of people with our books. For a long time, we were just known as, oh, you do the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
But now our books, I mean, Why We're Catholic has reached over 150,000, 200,000 people in sales. And I know people who have read it and decided to either go back to church or to go to RCIA. So it's making a big impact. And I love just being here on Catholic Answers Live. Just, it's my favorite, and you know me. I give away books, you know, it's like we've got Oprah in here. You get a book, you get a book, you get a book. But it's an easy way to share with someone,
right?
What I believe is just a very concise and powerful way to share the gospel with them.
Again, that number, if you want to talk with Trent, ask a question, 888-318-7884. And I will stress again, if you are not Catholic and you've got some question about us Catholics and our how we live, what we believe, you're welcome to call. We'd like to answer your question, 888-318-7884. Big news, however, this hour. We're not going to take the whole hour with this. We'll just take a few minutes here and there to let you know. But in the 4 times a year, we are able to come to you and ask you to support Catholic Answers. This is the time. Summer slump is always a tough time. I'll tell you in virtually every nonprofit, if you rely on donations, summer is a difficult time. This August is no exception. And this is one of the 4 times that we can come to you. 3 days. We just come to you for 3 days. That a total of 6 hours, and we don't even use the whole 6 hours. We mostly take calls during those hours, but we need your help and support. And man, everybody came in today. Even our director of finance, he's got the day off, and he came in just to answer calls this afternoon. Carlo's here answering calls. Everybody's here answering calls.
All hands on deck.
So if you would pick up that phone and call, the number to call here to make a pledge is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I do not know if you know this, but in light of the fact that it's summer, we have some people who gave us very large amounts of money as matching gifts. And this hour we have, I don't know if this is the biggest hour match we've ever had, but or if it ties, or this is a big hour match. We have a donor who will give us $20,000 if we can raise $20,000 this hour. That's a lot of money.
It is very generous, and I hope that we can get people who will give to help really to maximize the generosity of this particular giver who has blessed us so much.
888-291-8000, the number, 888-291-8000. I see a whole bunch of lines open. If you can help us, early money helps to get, so by the top of the hour, we may be able to make that $20,000 match. We'll only be asking you for a couple more minutes, and then we'll go to the lines, because as we have been speaking, Marie has managed to take a bunch of calls that are screened and ready to go. So we want to get to your questions. But before we go back to that, got to see some lines fill up. If you would be so kind, please pick up that phone. 888-291-8000. 8,000. I want to tell you also about, we have lots of people who help us out. We have good friends who make books available to give away and DVDs and all these kinds of things to say thank you to people. So I want to let you know what we're giving away. First of all, Cardinal Robert Sarah, one of the great leaders in the church today, has a third book out. His first two books were phenomena. I mean, really, really important works. And he says, Cardinal Sarah says, he feels this is his most important work. It's called The Day Is Now Far Spent. It's from Ignatius Press, and it is about what has happened to Western culture and what we can do to revive the Christian faith and by doing so, revive our culture. That's if you're able to give $18 per month. Those monthly pledges mean a great deal to us. Couple calls on the line now, still about 10 lines open. We also, the other book that we'll give you at that $18 a month level, because we have been, it's been made available to us to do that. Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians. This is a wonderful idea for a book and just the right guy to write it. Mike Aquilina wrote that book. It's all about how, okay, so say you got the Gnostics in the early church. These are the villains, right? They don't accept the faith as Jesus gave it to the apostles. But then you get things like John's Gospel and some of the other wonderful things in the scripture as responses. So these early villains, including the heretics and the kind of secular and other religious enemies of the church. They made the church stronger and smarter, and you will love this book. So we want to send you both of those books if you can pledge $18 a month right now. What you should know is if you make that $18 a month pledge, every dollar of it will be matched for the whole year. So I don't know how good you are at math, but a year of $18 a month, that's like...
$216.
Oh, really? Okay. I was going to say $216.
You are correct.
I just wanted to wait for you to say it, though.
Times 10, then times 2.
Yeah, so multiply that. Times 10 plus 2. And then, so $216, that's what we get right now.
Yes.
We don't, you get the whole year to pay off that $216, $18 a month at a time, but we get the whole $216 match right now. Lines are almost half full now, so we're getting ready to head back to calls. Would you please pick up the phone and support Catholic Answers right now, 888-291-8000. This is, we have to say, we're in really good shape as far as match money, because some generous people have said, hey, I know it's summer, I'm going to help you out. So $20,000 in a match this hour, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Catholic Answers Radio. .com. You ready for a call there, Trent Horn?
Yeah.
All right. Kenneth in St. Augustine, Florida. I'm going to go with St. Augustine. I think that's how they say it down there. Catholic, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Kenneth, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Trent Horn.
Yes, I'm a big fan of you guys, and it is St. Augustine, Florida.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of St. Augustine.
My question has to do with Mary and the dogma the church has about her.
Okay.
Is she the new Ark of the Covenant? I kind of got that, like how we get the Pope out of the Bible. And I'm wanting to know what your take on that is.
Certainly. There have been many theologians and even fathers of the church who have described Mary, they've used the term as the Ark of the New Covenant. So for those who don't know, the Ark of the Old Covenant was the sacred vessel that God commanded Moses and the Israelites to create that held the Ten Commandments, so that held the stone tablets that Moses received on Mount Sinai. So these were the literal words of God. God wrote these words on stone to be a law for his people. So the word of God was carried in this sacred vessel, and it was something that following it would be a cloud. And the Ark was something that was very powerful. People who did not treat the Ark with the proper reverence it deserved as being the place where the Word of God dwelled would be struck down. That happened to Uzzah, who touched the Ark when only the high priest of Israel was allowed to touch it. And we see all this, so we always have to remember what St. Jerome said, that the New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old is revealed in the New. So we see this kind of fulfillment or this typology. Now, if we go fast forward to Mary, is Mary the Ark of the New Covenant? Well, what are the parallels here? The Ark of the Old Covenant with the Ten Commandments, it held the Word of God on stone tablets. John chapter 1 makes it very clear, Jesus is the Word, the eternal Word of God, who dwelt among us, became flesh, John 1:14. So right off the bat, we have Mary contains within her the very Word of God. But then the parallels go even closer when we look at Luke chapter 1. So in Luke chapter 1, Mary is visiting Elizabeth, and during the visitation, John the Baptist leaps within Elizabeth's womb because the Lord, Jesus, is now present with them. And Elizabeth says to Mary in Luke 1:43, "Why is this granted me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Now, if you are an Old Testament Jew, this will ring alarm bells for you, because you go back to 2 Samuel 6:9. This is where David says, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" When David was receiving the ark of the Lord, when it had been captured and taken by the Philistines, David said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" It's the same words that are happening here. It continues with the parallel in 2 Samuel 6:16. It says that David leapt in the presence of the ark, just like how John the Baptist leapt within Elizabeth's womb in the presence of Mary, who's the ark of the new covenant. Finally, it says that the ark that Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. Luke 1 says that Mary went to visit Elizabeth. She stayed with her for 3 months. Details in Scripture are never just incidental details. There's always a deeper meaning that we can find or see here. And that goes back to 2 Samuel chapter 6, which says the Ark of the Covenant remained with Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. So you put all that together, I think there's abundant evidence that we see that Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant because Jesus, the Word made flesh, dwelt within her. And so that would mean that if the Ark of the Old Covenant was something very, very important, something to venerate, how much more so would we venerate Mary, who is the Ark of the New Covenant? So our Jewish roots of our faith come to fruition here. I know it's a bit of a long explanation, but I hope that was helpful for you.
No, that really was. I do appreciate that.
Great. Oh, thank you very, very much. Appreciate that call. He said no at first. I thought he was going to say no, it wasn't. But he said, that's just a,
that can always be
a colloquialism. I think it might be just for Americans that we say no when we mean yes. No, that was a great answer. Like that kind of thing.
Like, what also happens is when we ask people, would you mind if? And so sometimes they say, I don't mind, or I do mind. And sometimes I feel like those can reverse meanings sometimes,
yeah.
Which can be tricky indeed. But nothing tricky here on our show, just giving out the Catholic truth to those who need it. And always grateful for those who are calling to support the Pledge Drive to help us continue to do this work.
The number to call to pledge your support of Catholic Answers while we have this $20,000 match this hour is 888-291-8000. The line's filled up, and we're very grateful for that, and they are open again. So there are two folks on the line right now, and everybody's in the building, so that's, I can't tell what that is, another 12 lines or something open. 888-291-8000. A $20,000 match is an extraordinary thing to get. If you are able to pledge monthly pledges are the lifeblood for really any nonprofit, will tell you. Those monthly pledges, they allow for so many good things. When you can plan ahead and know what kind of funds are coming in. So if you can make a pledge, say $18, $20, maybe $25, we're going to send you these two books, The Day Is Now Far Spent by Cardinal Robert Sarah and Villains of the Early Church by Mike Aquilina. And in addition to that, every dollar of your pledge calculated over the next year will get matched immediately. So I don't know, say somebody gave $25 a month. In 1 year, how much money would that be?
$300.
So that gets matched immediately.
Matched
so for
immediately.
Us, it's $600, and we get $300 of it immediately from the person who's matching those funds. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to give, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you are especially blessed and you can do a monthly pledge of $45 or more, that's a monthly pledge of $45 or more, we'll give you those two books, but we can also send you Dr. Tim Gray's latest Lexio DVD or set of DVDs with the study guide and everything, the whole package on Peter. And you're going to love this. It's all about Peter in the Bible and Peter in the early church. And it's just, there's never anything I've experienced yet that Dr. Tim Gray did that wasn't wonderful. So at a pledge of $45 per month, we would love to send you that. If you can make a one-time pledge of $500 or $1,000, now would be a great time to do that because we have this matching money and we'll send you the whole kit and caboodle as well. 888-291-8000.
And one thing, Si, that I was thinking about when I was coming in here, about what people are supporting, to know that you're a partner with us at Catholic Answers, is that we aren't just providing people with truths of the faith and giving them encouragement. For a lot of people, they don't really know. Some people, you know, they discover the faith or they rekindled the faith, and they don't know a lot of other strong Catholics. You know, yeah. It's something that they care a lot about, and they can feel a bit alone sometimes. Think their family doesn't get it. They worry about offending their friends or their coworkers. And it's hard when you feel like you have no one else that shares a love for the faith like you do. And that can become lonely. And I know people who have told me that just being able to turn the radio dial or turn on the Catholic Answers Live app, there's a sense of refreshment and encouragement to know here are other people that see this as important. I'm not alone. I'm not the only one. That sense of loneliness and thinking, why am I even bothering with this? You know, this is just kooky. You know, the church needs to get with the times. Just having that to help people in their faith when your faith is beaten down every day in the world we live in.
Yeah.
To know that it's like we get to come and be with you in your car or in your home and be able to share the faith with you and also to take phone calls from you, whereas you might not have anyone in your close circle that you can talk to about the faith. And we do that every day here on Catholic Answers Live. I'm so grateful we're able to do that. And I'm grateful for people who are supporting us to make this happen, because a lot of people don't know that we give Catholic Answers Live away for free to radio stations.
Yes.
A lot of people think, I've had a lot of people, they think this, that radio stations pay us to have Catholic Answers Live on their air. That we'll give it to anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody, if you want it, you have a little ham radio, whatever it is, we'll give it to you broadcast because we want to get it out there as much as possible. We will not let, you know, anything be a barrier with our affiliates. So that means we have to shoulder more of the cost to make that happen.
Even like if it was Russians, we would give it to a Russian radio?
Absolutely. I would give it to any radio station on earth. There's, you know, there's some solid Russian Catholics that are still out there. I mean, there it's mostly debates between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Russian Catholic Church and the atheists hold over from the Soviet Union. But
thank God for the Russian Orthodox Church. We're in the trenches with you in what? 97.3% of the faith life we share. Is it 97.3? I think it is.
To an approximation. Could say that they are the other lung of the church.
They're
pretty close. So we could use a biological metaphor.
And one that we love.
Pope St. John Paul II.
Okay, so if you have a Russian radio station, you can broadcast English Catholic Answers Live there if you want. But really, anywhere in the world, people put it on internet radio stations. I sometimes get people calls and they'll say the station that they're coming from, and we didn't even know that existed. Like people just take it. And you're the ones that make that possible. And I got to say also, you may not know this, Trent. Maybe you do know this. You know a lot of stuff. But for every tower that we know that we're on, our entire operation is funded by 17 people listening to that tower. The entire, if you took every donor to Catholic Answers Live Radio and you divide it by the number of stations out there, you get the number 17. So if you think your donation doesn't matter, we run a pretty tight ship. But also, the generous donors, just 17 per tower. If we get maybe by the end of this drive, we'll get it up to 18.
Well, radio and radio 19, towers 20. Reach thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of people.
Some millions of people.
Millions. Yeah, and so, right. Especially in major metropolitan areas. And so to know that your gift that you give just today, that's doubled with the matching gift, you can be one of just a little over a dozen people that make that possible. That's the team that you can be a part of to help us to reach more people.
All right, we got a lot of callers and we got to do our regular job, but the number 888-291-8000, we really need your support. It is the summertime, summer slump season. And you know what? I'll say one other thing and then I'll go back. That number 17, it goes up for everybody who's a new donor. So if you're like, I've never given money to Catholic Answers Live, and I'd like to support this and make sure that it's being shared with the world, all around the world, then that becomes 18 for your local station. Wherever you listen to this, it goes up. So new donors, let's especially make an appeal to you right now. We have a $20,000 match this hour. I'm going to report in and see how we're doing in a little bit. But a $20,000 match, we use all that up, that funds a lot of Nick turning knobs and dials, a lot of lights turning on here, a lot of sending out the signal to
and toggles.
EWTN.
Don't forget, we have
toggles.
We
as
have
well.
Knobs. Yeah. We have buttons.
And we have toggles.
We also have toggles and sliders. The sliders are very important to make sure we sound good.
So just for $18 a month, you get your pledge matched dollar for dollar. You get the books and you support Nick with all of his toggles and sliders. 888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000. Let's go back to the phones. Eric in Mississippi. Listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Delighted to have you with us, Eric. Your question for Trent Horn.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Sometimes as Catholics, we bury our loved ones with certain sacramentals, rosaries and scapulars.
Right.
Why? What does this do for the deceased?
Sacramentals do for the deceased the same thing that our prayers do for the deceased. It is an appeal to God for mercy upon them, for that they will be, when they enter into their particular judgment, that they'll have been found to be in friendship with God, and for their purification after death if they have any attachment to sin. So the sacramentals, like, you know, burying someone with a scapular or a rosary, it's easy to treat the sacramentals, which include blessings, other objects that are blessed, they are sacramentals, but the blessing itself is also a sacramental. A sacramental is something that the church gives us that prepares and disposes us to receive God's grace. They're not like sacraments where there's a guaranteed conferring of sanctifying grace, but there's something that prepare and dispose our souls to be purified and drawn closer to God. And so that's the same. So sacramentals are as effective as prayers. So God may choose to grant a request, a prayer request, or he may not. That's within his will to do that. So when you bury someone, when you wear a sacramental, whether you wear a scapular while you're alive or you're buried with one, we should not treat the objects as if the objects have some kind of magical power in and of themselves to help us or to save us. That superstition to think an object in and of itself or a prayer. To say that a prayer, in like a novena, pray this novena, you're going to get whatever you want, that's superstition. That's turning a prayer into an incantation. So that's magic, that's superstition, that's prohibited. But if you see prayers and sacramentals as ways of uniting ourselves with God and asking for his grace, including to pray for the souls of the deceased, which we do every year on All Souls Day, to pray for those who have died for God's mercy upon them and for their purification for those who died in God's friendship, then it makes sense to continue asking for that and showing respect for the deceased by burying them with sacramentals that serve as that kind of sign. So it's part of the larger way that we make appeals to God, not just through our words, but through our actions as well. So I hope that's a helpful explanation to understand why we would do that and why it's not superstitious. Is that helpful, Eric?
Yeah, definitely. You guys are doing great work. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks very, very much. You know, I think even in some ways you might just do that without thinking too. You know, that this rosary was always precious to, you know, my mother or my grandmother or something. And I just want to, it's just kind of human. Do you see what I'm saying? On a human level.
Absolutely. That when we bury the dead, which is one of the works of mercy, one of the things that Christians are called to do, that Christians have done even in very difficult times, plague, famine, when the dead were treated disgracefully, stacked in heaps, for example, left in the countryside, that Christians are the ones who went out and even in plague times risked exposure in order to bury the dead to show proper respect and reverence for the body. So you're right that when we leave a token, an object of affection for a loved one, part of funerals and burying the dead, primarily we pray for the deceased. It's primarily for an appeal to God for mercy and heavenly rest for the deceased, primarily. But funerals and burying the dead also have a secondary effect of helping us to renew the commitment to our faith, to understanding how death is not the end. It is a transition into eternal life with God, and for us to not lose hope at the death of a loved one. And so funerals and burying the dead also serve as a way for us to find peace in our own lives, to find comfort for those who are the survivors. And so even leaving an object with a loved one is a way to find peace for those who have to continue in this mortal life until they're reunited with their loved ones in heaven.
We are coming to you to ask for your support right now. It is our opportunity to do so. We do so four times a year. We try not to bother you too much. And to tell you the truth, people are very, very generous. So we've been able to fund all of our operations at that level without having to come to you more. I just can't express how grateful we are. But we do have to do this 3 days at a time every 3 months. And today is the first day. And as I have mentioned before, we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. $20,000 dollar for dollar. That means if you make a $100 pledge right now, it's going to be $200 to us. $500 pledge is $1,000 to us. If you can make an $18 a month pledge, that's $216 gets matched right away. And then you take the year to make your pledge. Those recurring pledges, whether they're $5, $10, I've seen people that have done $100. I've even seen $150 a month pledge. If you can do that, man, those monthly recurring pledges are very, very helpful. 888-291-8000 is the number. Please, we're going to a quick break, then we'll be right back to take questions. 888-291-8000. Time to dial or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Andrews. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Trent Horn, our guest this hour. Next hour, Jimmy Akin. It's all open forum. And if you have a question about the Catholic faith, whether you're Catholic or not, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. I stumble a little over the phone number because I'm only going to give it out right now at the beginning of this segment and then not for the rest of the hour because we have another number we have to give you out. So if you have a question about the Catholic faith, I'll give you that number one more time. And then we're only going to give out the fundraising number after that for the rest of this hour. 888-318-7884. And when I talk about fundraising, the entire operation here of Catholic Answers Live Radio is funded by us coming to you four times a year, us coming to you quarterly for 3 days and asking you for your support I have to tell you right now, Trent and I can see a little monitor that tells us how many lines are full. I think there's maybe 15 people in the building taking calls right now, and there's only 4 lines available. So you are coming through for us. We're very grateful for that. Summer is hard. It's always a tough time that, you know, any of you that work for a nonprofit know this. In August, you're like, well, we'll just have to make it to the fall when the donations start coming in again. But that's not the case for us right now. You're coming across very, very generously. We do have a $20,000 match. And that donor gave us that money because that donor knows that summer's a tough time to raise money. And I'll tell you what, over the next 3 days, as you will see, a few donors have come through a big time with the match money. They really want to help us, and they really want us to appeal to you. So I'm going to make a quick appeal to you right now if you've never given to Catholic Answers. And then we're going to go straight to calls and let Trent answer some questions. If you've never given to Catholic Answers, I got to tell you, on your dial at home, the TV dial, whether you're a cable cutter or not, there's all kinds of things that are there that are either intentionally or unintentionally lead people away from the peace and the fullness of relationship with God. Things to make people skeptical and angry and upset. If you turn on your radio dial, you can go end to end on that radio dial and you will find plenty of things stirring up anger, upset, fear, mean-spiritedness, or just, debauchery. You can find it all on that dial. You can find it all on your satellite dial. But if there's just one program on there while that person is going through that dial that is sharing the fullness of the truth about Jesus Christ and His church, it can make all the difference. And I'll tell you what, every day for somebody, it makes all the difference. It is life transforming. That's what we do in Catholic Radio. You got to support your local Catholic radio station, your Catholic network. But we produce these 2 hours of programming and give it away free to anybody who will take it just for that reason, so that the person who is struggling, has a question, has an obstacle, has something in the way of them coming into full communion with the church that Christ Himself founded, we can take that obstacle away. We can overcome that anxiety or that upset. We can invite again to say, here's the fullness of what Jesus has given. Do you want it? Because you need it. The question is, do you want it? That's what we do here. So I ask you, if you have not given, maybe take the next half hour to consider prayerfully with your spouse or with yourself. Consult whoever is the decision maker. In my case, it's the spouse, but it might be you. You know, you might be free to make financial decisions. I can't be trusted with that. But in this next half hour, help us make that match. New donors are, I just can't tell you what they mean to us when there's a new donor. Every single tower that is broadcasting this signal right now, if you average them all out, each tower, we're supported by 17 people who listen to that. So look around at where you are. There's thousands and thousands of people benefiting from this signal, this program getting to them right now, and 17 are supporting it. Can you just make it 18?
And it's not just the radio towers. We're reaching millions of people more than we did 5 or 10 years ago because we broadcast the radio show by video on YouTube.
Yeah.
So now that we're doing that, the support that we get goes not just to allowing people to hear us on their radio dial, but I'm hearing especially young people. The more when I just got to a conference I was speaking at PSY in Houston, Texas, the Syro Malabar Convention. So it's the largest gathering.
You got to go to that?
I did get to go to it.
Congratulations.
So I was there and I actually, they let me speak at it. Can you imagine that? So.
In front of a microphone, or are you just in the back of the room talking to yourself?
Hey, everybody! Catholic Answers Live here! No, but there are 4,500 Catholics in attendance, and many of them are young Catholics, and a lot of them who do know Catholic Answers Live, they haven't heard about it on radio, but they have heard about it through the support of our donors by making this studio possible, by having this on video. It's something that they tune in, they watch, and then they kind of binge watch on YouTube. But it's through the financial support we receive here that we can have the video production department, the setup that we have here in our new studio, that we're reaching a young demographic. 1 in every 3 young people has no religion whatsoever.
Yeah.
It is non-religious is now one of the largest quote unquote religious groups in the country. We have to reach this group. And for young people who may not be listening to the radio, they are on internet. And we are getting millions of views on our Catholic Answers YouTube page showing Catholic Answers Live. And so we're multiplying the effects that we're doing here. And it's through the faithful support of listeners, whether it's by radio, YouTube, through app, that's making that possible for us to reach literally millions of people, especially young people who are on the internet, ready to click on. I mean, there's so many videos on the internet that trash the Catholic faith. So many.
Right.
So
it's an industry.
There's not as many that are defending it. And so Catholic Answers Live is one of those big resources on YouTube and on social media for young people to come across just in their search. And we know people who've seen that, and then they've had a change of heart and they've had conversions.
888-291-8000 is the number to give. And we have a $20,000 match. We had a little computer error. We're trying to figure out what we've got left. But we got about half of that to make, and we've got about half of the show to go. So praise God for that. 888-291-8000. Pick up the phone and dial. Most of the lines are open right now. 888-291-8000. We're going to our phones to get more questions, to do what we're here to do. But I'll give you that number one more time. 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We go now to Jorge in El Paso, Texas, listening on Catholic.com. Jorge, are you there with us?
Right here.
Jorge, how is El Paso doing?
Well, we're hurting a lot.
I'm very
Everybody's
sorry.
Everybody's got an acquaintance that...
Right.
Or from the shooting. It's terrible.
Jorge, you should know, and everybody in El Paso should know, the whole world is praying for you. The whole world. I mean, you're lots and lots of prayers going out your way. It's horrible what was done there. And God bless you, Jorge, and everybody in El Paso. Anything else you want to...
Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Your question then, Jorge.
Well, I teach Catholicism class just about now. At 5 o'clock, it's going to start.
Sure.
And one of the things that I've struggled with is some lists. Us Catholics are very fond of lists. You know, the commandments, the seven deadly sins, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But I have not found... And I wish to ask Trent for some source to find the dogmas, a list of dogmas, mm-hmm. As opposed to doctrines. Is there such a thing?
There is no official list put forward by the Magisterium that it contains all of the dogmas of the faith. Even if there were, there'd be a question about whether this particular list itself is infallible or not. Because the church is always trying to understand the deposit of faith, and that understanding grows over time. That's why we've seen definitions, uses of the extraordinary magisterium or extraordinary definitions of dogmas in two occasions, and that would be in the 19th century with the dogmatic definition of Mary's Immaculate Conception, and then in the 20th century, the dogmatic definition of Mary's bodily assumption into heaven. So we know that there's two of those, where there's the use of ex cathedra on the part of the Pope to define this dogma. But other dogmas, which are divinely revealed truths that must be believed with divine and Catholic faith, they're irreformable, they cannot be changed. The church does not have an official list because this is something that the church is constantly understanding over time. And usually what happens is understanding the faith is that we have doctrines, those things that the church teach that have been handed on from the apostles, part of the deposit of faith. But then we get a greater understanding of those things that have been handed on. And then when the time is right for these doctrines to be defined as dogma, the church makes an announcement, usually part of the canons of an ecumenical council, for example, or something that's been taught universally as part of the ordinary magisterium. But I would say that I would like to recommend those some resources for you when it comes to understanding these kinds of definitions, dogma versus doctrine. First would be the commentary on the concluding formula of the Professio Fide by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. So he goes through talking about the differences between, talking about what people are to profess, to say, when I am a theologian and I profess to believe and defend the Catholic faith, what is it that I profess to believe? What is dogma? What is doctrine? What is irreformable? What is something that can be understood and more clearly defined in the future. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who's now Pope Benedict Emeritus XVI, has a commentary on that, his commentary on Professio Fidei. Two resources that list, they're not official lists, but they're relatively good guides, would be Ludwig Ott's Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma and Henry Denzinger's The Sources of Catholic Dogma are both very good. And I'd also recommend a book put out by Catholic Answers Press called Teaching with Authority, written by my friend Jimmy Akin, that goes through the levels of the authoritativeness of different church teachings and how we can understand in documents whether something is dogma, whether it's doctrine. Jimmy shows us how to look for things like, does a pope say we declare and define that such and such is to be believed or to be believed with divine and Catholic faith? All of that's in Teaching with Authority that's put out by my friend Jimmy Akin here from Catholic Answers Press.
Let's just send it to Jorge free.
Yes.
You want a free copy of that book, Jorge?
Oh, I would love it.
All right. Well, hang on the line. We'll get your...
You get a book.
Yeah, you get a book. It's like the Oprah Winfrey show here, man. We're just giving stuff out. God bless you, Jorge. Thank you very, very much for that. And you know what? Thanks for teaching catechism class in 19 minutes here. God bless you for doing that. But just take a minute to hang on the line.
Yeah.
Marie, we'll get to you. We'll get you your address, and we'll send you Teaching with Authority, Jimmy Akin's new book.
See, normally I have the instinct to give the books away, Simon. Normally they're my own books.
Yeah.
I guess I don't feel like, oh, I can't give away somebody else's book. But it's not like Jimmy's book. It's not like Jimmy's office is just thousands of Teaching with Authorities, and I walk in there and
take one out.
Take one out and give it away. They're
we print more.
They're at a warehouse. Yeah, and we're happy to give them to people.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but I want to just remind you, it's our pledge drive right now. We have a $20,000 match. We seem very well on the way to make the match this hour. I think we have a very good hope of making the match. We're more than halfway there. We've got about 17 minutes left in this hour. Give us a call if you can. About half the lines are full right now, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. More with Trent Horn right after this.
Catholic Answers Live.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Exciting hour. We've got Trent Horn here with us, and we've got a $20,000 match from a donor. Says if we can raise 20, this donor will give us 20. The number to help us raise that $20,000, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We're about to go back to calls, but I'll just remind you, if you can make a recurring gift of $18 per month or more, we'd love to send you two books to say thanks. The magnificent Cardinal Robert Serra has his third book out. The first two were, as I said, phenomena. And this one, he says, is his most important book. The day is now far spent. Also, Villains of the Early Church and How They Made Us Better Christians by Mike Aquilina. We'll send you both of them if you can make a pledge, say, of 18 a month, 20 a month, 25. All of the, by the way, every dollar that you pledge will be matched immediately, right now. And then you take the year to fulfill the pledge month by month.
And I think that's important for people to know, because some people may even say, like, you know, $20 a month, that's, you know, for a lot of people, I know people say, well, I can't continue a membership or I can't have that over my head. But I would say that if you love what Catholic Answers does, just ask yourself, what is the least I could give? And don't be ashamed of that, because every bit that you give helps us. So even let's say it's even $5 a month.
We get quite a few $5 a month donations. That's very helpful.
That's a cup of coffee at Starbucks or other things we might get, just incidental purchases. $5 a month. Here's the thing. $5 a month, that's $60 a year with the match. Right now, you would have given over $100 to Catholic Answers. You might think, well, I don't have $100 to give. Well, if you do $5 a month, you just gave over $100 right now with the match that we have. And then there, it's just like when you're lifting the weights. When Carlo's on, he can tell you about lifting weights. That man hits the gym like nobody's business. But you always have to start when you want to give and help things in God's kingdom to grow. Sometimes you got to give $5 a month, just a little bit. And you say, you know what? God's really blessed us recently. Let's up that a little bit later in the future. But just start with, ask yourself, if you love what we do at Catholic Answers,
amen,
what's the What's the least I could give? We are grateful for any gift, because behind that is someone who loves what we do. They're praying for us, and we want them to be partners with us.
That number, 888-291-8000. Lines have been staying pretty full. I'd say probably about 6 or 7 lines open right now. And when lines are full, that is just great. Thank you very, very much. Again, $20,000 match this hour. But I want to mention one more thing. I mentioned the 2 books that we'll send you at the $18 a month level. If you can do a gift of $45 a month, we'd all love to send you those 2 books, but we can also send you Peter by Dr. Tim Gray. It's a Lexio series of DVDs with a study guide. It's great for you. It'll be wonderful for your parish, for your RCIA group, for your family. You really will not be sorry you got it. But if you can do $45 a month, we'll be able to send you that. Just call 888-291-8000. And remember, every dollar is matched this hour up to $20,000. And we have not hit the $20,000 yet. But thanks to your generosity, we're looking like we'll be able to do that if folks continue to call 888-291-8000. Let's go to Anonymous in Tampa, Florida, watching on YouTube Live. And I'll tell you what, Trent mentioned that before, and your donations make it possible for us to be streaming on YouTube all over the world.
That's
and
right.
Facebook and Periscope and Instagram accounts and Twitter accounts. And have I gotten them all?
I think you have almost all of them. And if you don't know where we are, just type in Catholic Answers Live to Ask Jeeves. Alta Vista.
Alta Vista. Or to AOL.com.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, your question for Trent.
Hello. How are you guys?
Very well. Thank you.
Good. Okay, so my question is, I was raised Protestant mostly. My father was Catholic, mm-hmm. But he didn't really take it seriously in my childhood, and I've been to the Catholic Church, but mostly Protestant, more involved, definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm now 26. When I was 21, I got married while I was heavily involved in a Protestant church. Right after that, my dad started taking the Catholic Church a lot more serious, and he had me start listening to Catholic Answers, which has kind of put some fear into me, to be honest.
Some fear?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just so much knowledge that it kind of makes me a little bit, oh my goodness, and the reason why I say that is because I'm now married, and I got married while I was involved in the Protestant church.
Right.
And I'm now a lot more open to Catholicism, learning a lot, and I'm leaning towards that. Mm-hmm. And my wife is very against it. We have 2 kids, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what do I do from here, you know?
How old are your children?
1 and 2.
I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, so I can understand that in that time period when toddlers are running about and things are a mess, you know, a family wants stability, and your wife might be feeling like, great, you're throwing this Catholicism in here on top of everything else, but what you're offering is actually the most stable thing they could have for your family. What's your wife's biggest concern?
The way she was raised was as a Baptist, and it was especially from Brazil in this Baptist church over there, and they're just completely, totally against everything Catholic.
Yeah.
She was raised with that.
Yeah.
So I can't really blame her, you know, because she hasn't learned anything, and I try talking to her, and she somewhat listens, and then she wants to stop, you know, just stop talking about it for
right.
a while. And then,
well, Anonymous, I'll tell you this, that sometimes we can validate where people are coming from, that it could be the case that the thing she is in opposition to is not really Catholicism. Sometimes in Latin American countries, we see this. Sometimes people will practice Catholicism. I mean, hey, we have cafeteria Catholics here in the U.S. They'll practice Catholicism in a warped way where it mixes indigenous cultures or other Protestant elements or superstitions, and it can become a false view of the faith. And so people can feel like it's some kind of warped cultural sensibility. It's not true to the gospel or the word of God. So you'll have to go into her background a little bit to see. But here's what I would like to recommend. I would like to send you and help you on your track. I would like to send you 2 copies of my book, Why We're Catholic, one for you and one for your wife. I want you to have 2. That way she can have one, and you can just go through. Each of you can read the chapters on your own time, and then you can have a conversation and ask her, say, hey, I want to know, what do you think about this? At the very least, I'm not trying to convert you. I just want you to understand why I have an interest in the Catholic faith, why this interests me. And then you have both of you have something to talk about. Get a babysitter, just go get some coffee and just spend some one-on-one time so that you can bond over something that's this important. I would like to do that for you to kind of help you on your journey forward. What do you think of that?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, that's probably going to be very helpful. Well, definitely. My only concern is that, I mean, I'm probably 95% sold, okay? For lack of a better word.
Sure.
And my only concern is, am I in the wrong for not attending Mass, for not taking the next steps, for not trying to bring the kids there? And the only reason I don't is because I don't want to cause, you know, problems in my family.
Right.
Well, would it cause a problem, for example, if you just said to your wife, I would like to go, I mean, you could still go to whatever service she and the kids go to, but
right.
I would like to go to Mass. I'll get up early. I'll go to the first Mass. You'll hardly know I was gone. Would that cause a problem with her?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's where you would start, that you would start with what you want to do to evangelize your family. And I've seen this happen so many times. One person in the family, and it's great when it's the father. Their faith, they either convert or their Catholic faith is rekindled. And when they live out the faith in a virtuous way, when they're being a caring and loving husband, when they're being a good father to their children and allowing the grace of God to work through them, that has a way of evangelizing even better than some of the arguments we put forward. Now, I think we have to answer people's questions and show where they have misunderstandings of the faith. It was the Venerable Fulton Sheen who said, there's only 100 people who hate the church for what it really is, and millions who hate the church for what they think it is. And so odds are your wife's probably in the latter category, what she thinks it is. So if you can live out an authentic Catholic faith, then I think that will trickle over to them. And I've seen people where one person is Catholic, then the entire family comes into the church. But the bottom line, your goal is to be that leader. You're not like forcing this down their throats, but you start with you and then hopefully see if they're open. Maybe if they don't want to go to Mass, they could go to a Catholic service, to a talk, to some kind of a festival at the church where the kids would have a good time, where you can meet people. And just always extend that olive branch to your wife to show that you actually share a lot in common with her if she values her Protestant faith, you know, a love of the word, a love of scripture, a love of the gospels, a duty to serve and to evangelize. I think that may be very helpful for you.
Anonymous, hang on, and Marie will get your address to send the two copies of Trent's book. We'd love to send it to you. Thanks very, very much for the call. I got to remind the listener, thank you very much for all that you have done. So many people have called this hour. If you're a new donor, thanks for coming into the family, because really, this is just a thing people do. This is not some kind of, we got a big chunk of money in the bank somewhere, or the church is supporting us, or the state is supporting us. This is just lay Catholics and priests and sisters who say, you know what, we got to be out there in the public space. We got to be out there and doing this together.
I have gone to debates, Cy, and in the debates, people have talked and asked me questions as if the bishop or the pope were my boss, as if they were paying me to go out and do this. And no, we are a independent nonprofit apostolate. We are faithful to the church. We operate under our bishop here in San Diego with his blessing, which is why we can be Catholic Answers.
Yep.
But we are supported by
you,
most small donors, just regular people who listen to our show and want us to reach more people on radio and on YouTube. Even like our previous caller, someone who comes to know Catholic Answers live and thinks about becoming Catholic, may not even touch a radio dial, but they'll watch episode after episode on YouTube. And it's great on radio. You think, oh, I need more. We're allowing people to just be inundated with the faith. Like, you just stay up one night and you have that Holy Spirit moment, and everything you need to hear is just presented to you. And we want to reach more people that way.
888-291-8000 is the number to call and pledge your support. We still have not used up the $20,000 match. I do have a feeling that if we really push now, we can do it. If you haven't given and you've given it prayerful consideration over the last half hour, if you're a new, if this would be the first time giving to Catholic Answers, would you please pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000, or if you'd prefer to do it online, the money that's given online is all the same. It's matched the same way. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Before we go to the break, I will remind you that we have this $20,000 match, that we only come to you three times a year. We only use part of the hour for 6 hours to appeal to you. Now we're going to take a break. Then Jimmy Akin will be here. So for those who are on the line, hang on the line. Jimmy's going to be here. And we'll continue answering questions. But the world desperately needs the fullness of the truth about Jesus Christ and his church and his father, who loves each of us as a child. And that's what we do here. And we need your support now. It's the summer slump months. We need your support. 888-291-8000. Please use up this $20,000 match. 888-291-8000. If you're one of those people of particular means, because sometimes people do this at the end of the hour, how far do you have to go? And I don't know if it's $4,000 or $5,000 that we've got to go right now. I could look it up, I guess.
I think it's about $2,500. To finish the match and finish strong. It was a very generous gift he received. Love to finish that, to use it to continue to bless others.
We'd love to send you a gift at an $18 per month pledge or a $45 per month pledge. At the $18 a month pledge, we'll send you The Day Is Now Far Spent by Cardinal Robert Serra, Villains of the Early Church by Mike Aquilina. And at the $45 per month pledge level, we'll send you both of those, but also Lexio from Dr. Tim Gray, his latest DVD set on St. Peter. And it comes with a study guide. You'll love it. They do great work at the Augustine Institute. I'll give out that number a couple more times, then we got to take a quick break. But use the number, 888-291-8000. $20,000 match, 888-291-8000.